Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
I mean, I can do whatever.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality with a Twist mini version. I'm Dylan.
I'm Ben.
I'm Gabriel.
We are literally in person. Why are we taking these big long pauses in between?
Well, I'm just like, we just started and just like, it's like, hi, I'm Dylan. What are we doing?
It's because there's a different context behind our recording this time. We can actually see each other.
Yeah, we're all in the same, like, I mean, we've been in the same room before when we recorded, but now we got a lot nicer of a setup here. Yeah. We got some fancy little mics. We got a nice camera provided by Gabriel. Actually, all this was provided by Gabriel.
But they helped pay for it. Of course. So it's kind of all of ours.
One thing we helped pay for today was a $25 XLR cable.
Fucking damn it. So I have an entire nightstand at home that I don't use for anything else. So I use it for all the audio equipment. And I had four XLR cables. Actually, I had five XLR cables. And I grabbed a bundle of cables that was in one of my drawers, and I was like, okay, this has to be everything. This is such a massive bundle of cables. It was only two of the four XLR cables that I wanted to bring. And the other ones were just sitting on an empty-looking bag on top of the nightstand, so we had to waltz our way over to Guitar Center 3 minutes after they opened this morning, and we went to the XLR cable section, and they were like, okay, you can have a 100-foot for $75, a 50-foot for $74, a 12-foot for $73, or a 5-foot for $72. And I was like, wow, that is a ridiculous price. Not literally $72. It was $25 for one 5-foot XLR cable. And that still pisses me off. That is so ridiculously expensive.
But, you know, I bought it because we needed one for today's episode.
Yeah.
5-foot XLR cable. And now we're able to do this. Why are you so tense with, like, holding that? Like,
bro's got a gorilla grip on that mic.
Where do you want me to hold it?
I mean, you can hold it, but, like, you don't have to, like, react. You don't have to be like a news reporter.
Well, I'm also trying not to like let it keep grazing on the floor.
Reality.
Oh, fair enough.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I've just like, I honestly kind of forgotten that. So Gabe gave us like some, I guess not rules, but like guidelines to follow when it comes to like the microphones.
The funny thing is these are the better ones. These are better than the like the cheap, slightly cheaper ones I had before, because those, like, if you slightly touched a cable, it would start like banging around in the mic and it sounded horrible. But these are slightly better. They're not perfect, but they're better. So fellas, it's very nice to actually see you.
I know. Yeah,
and it's very nice that we can be seen finally, because that's really what we want from
more importantly that we famous. Can be heard in the same quality while yes being seen.
It, rich and famous from this.
Yes, yeah. The only sad part is that Gunner is not able to join us today.
We had to sell him to afford the equipment.
But crazy to think that Gunner was worth $25 on the dot.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like I was really concerned.
Yeah, I mean, he was worth to the penny the exact amount of money we needed, which was very nice of him.
I will say though, we could probably talk about last night in a little bit, but I want to talk about today, because today we had a lot of big adventures, a lot of shooting the shit. One thing that I want to talk about, because it's been on my mind since it's happened, Bouncer Town.
Bouncer Town.
So,
oh my God.
We were in the Greenwood area of Indiana, and we were going to obviously get the XLR cable, go get breakfast. And while we were heading to the place we were going to eat breakfast at, we were just talking about random shit like we always do. And one topic brought up was bouncy houses, you know, bounce castles, whatever. And I remember thinking about this place called Bouncer Town that I used to go to as a kid. And I was like, you guys ever been to Bouncer Town before? It was like, you know, here near Thompson or whatever. And they had no idea. They thought it was fake.
Because he's omitting a very important fact that there does exist a bouncy town on Washington Street, just like 20 minutes north. So we're like, okay, Dylan, you're talking about Bouncy Town. There cannot be two rival companies, one named Bouncy Town and one named Bouncer Town, 20 minutes apart from each other. That just cannot be true.
But oh my God. And they were like, I was losing this battle.
We were goofing on it.
I was like losing this heavily. They were like shitting on me, saying, there's no way, Dylan. Because I will admit, I was probably saying some things that didn't make sense. Like there being an actual bouncer at Bouncer Town.
Ben was just like, yeah, I remember that place. Yeah, there's an actual bouncer there. And, and Dylan's like, yes, yes, you know it, you know it.
Because there was technically, like, it was preventing you from not entering if you weren't within the rules.
It's like the person at Chuck E. Cheese who sits inside and is like, do you have a kid with you?
Yeah.
It's like, I wouldn't consider that a bouncer.
It's just an employee. But, it's a host or a hostess.
But, like, the thing is, there is no record of Bouncer Town anywhere online. No.
Like, we were, like, I was in the car trying to prove it existed, and, like, I was not finding anything. And by the time we got to the place we were eating breakfast at, I was like, there's no way I can ever convince them. Until, like, Ben was starting doing this bit with me, because we were doing odds, saying, like, what are the odds? You ask the waitress if you've heard of Bouncer Town. Ben just randomly said, Dylan, it's Bouncer Town, it's Bouncy Town, not Bouncer Town. The waitress, completely as a shock, was like, oh no, it's Bouncer Town. Like, yeah, unprompted, like,
yeah,
we, like, she knew exactly what she was talking
it's
about.
Totally Bouncer Town. I remember Bouncer Town. Is it not there? Like, she thought it was still there. Like, cause we were like, oh no, it closed down a while ago. And she was like, no, as soon as I go back, I'm going to check. And, then the discovery was made.
Yeah, so pretty much like after that, I was like, okay, I now have another person supporting me. And it was just getting crazier because then I looked up Bouncer Town on Facebook. The first result when I looked up Bouncer Town was my dad on Facebook talking about how he took us to Bouncer Town. And then Gunner looked up Bouncer Town and his like aunt or whatever was made a post about Bouncer Town. And it was just getting more and more like ongoing. And then I finally found the address. And then Gabe went onto Google Street View, went to a view from 2010.
Yep.
And lo and behold, in its lowest quality possible, there was the building that said Bouncer Town.
Yep.
So it's crazy. Like, I really thought it was just Bouncy Town. I thought Dylan was just straight up like making it up.
See, that's erasure. Bouncy Town is trying to erase the history of Bouncer Town.
It has to be.
It has to be. They were such bitter rivals that they erased them completely.
I want to know which company started first, Bouncer Town or Bouncy Town. I'm guessing Bouncy Town because if you have the choice between those two names, why would you pick Bouncer Town?
I mean, you're a bouncer. And you're in the town.
it changed its name in 2012 to Bounce Spot, and then it turned into a Harbor Freight. So,
or That Fun Place.
It was That Fun Place, and now it's a Harbor Freight. So if you want some really cheap tools, you know where to go. Yeah. Bouncer Town.
But if you were there like, you know, 10 years ago, could have gone to Bouncer Town.
Bouncer Town sounds like in SpongeBob, if there was like supposed to be a Chuck E. Cheese, they would, hey, let's go to Bouncer Town. Like, that does not sound like a real place. That sounds fake.
It was a very real place.
Unfortunately.
And like, it was crazy too. The waitress was literally explaining everything that was inside of there to how I remembered it. Like, there being a bunch of bouncy castles, like there being arcade machines, there being a place you can get like food and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. To like everything that I remembered about that place, she was describing in like intact.
Yeah, but viewer, I want you to try to find anything on this place. If you were listening to this, try to research Bouncer Town It is nowhere. It is absolutely nowhere. I even went on Google and I searched between dates. So I looked at Bouncer Town and I said before December 31st of 2010. So it was just like only old stuff. It was just like, we can't find anything. Like it did no record of this place existing other than one Google image photo or Google Street View photo.
It's crazy. Like, but I honestly, I'm so glad that the waitress really saved my whole argument.
Yeah.
We were like, if she had not backed me up, I would have still been losing this battle now about Bouncer Town.
It would be a memory of just us making fun of you.
They've done a lot, these last couple of, hours.
Anytime we get together, we just start making fun of each other, no matter what. I mean, when you guys came over yesterday, within 2 minutes of the last boy showing up, you guys started like going around my phone, being like, "You're using military time. What are you doing?" Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh my gosh! And then I was just being a dumbass. I said, "It's 17 o'clock somewhere."
It was so fucking stupid. Oh my god. Why do you use military time?
It's because the last two jobs that I've worked have required me to like use military time, like whether I'm writing it down or reading it. I have to use military time at work a lot.
That is so weird.
I just, I figured I might as well just use it on my phone so I can get more used to it and more acquainted to it. And then I just haven't changed it.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. I remember I changed my phone to military time one time because I was being like a pick me or something in high school, and I was just like, oh, I'm unique. I have military time. It's not worth it. I did not like it very much. No,
it's definitely. I mean, I've had to use it for work purposes as well because like there's Unix timestamps or whatever that I would utilize, and they work off of military time. So I know all the military times off the top of my head.
Like, okay, what time is...
He doesn't know!
Wait, On video!
God, I still have an hour.
Still have an hour? Oh, God, should we get into that?
I think we should start talking about last night, and we'll get to that. Okay,
the entire reason we're even together, and Gunner was here. We promised. Yes. Gunner was here. He just left not too long
ago.
Well,
I mean, no, we sold him, remember?
Oh, yeah, shit.
Well, we sold him this morning.
Yeah,
he... last night.
But, yeah, we... He left. We'll just say he left. He went to a farm. So he's not here. The entire reason we are even together in the first place is because last night at 7:30 p.m., I receive a call from Ben. I am in Muncie, winding down for the night. I get a call from Ben Smith, and it says, "What are the odds you go to the Taco Bell Cantina with me?" I was like, the one in downtown Indy, like the 10.
No, first you went, why?
Because I think you just wanted to visit the Taco Bell Cantina, right?
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, 10. And I was like, actually, you know what? We'll do 7. And then Ben was just like, knock that down to 6. And I was like, okay. So then we hit. And then literally during the call, I got a call from Gunner's group. It was Sarah, but it was at his place, and they were like, "What are you doing tonight?" And I was like, "Oh, well, funny you asked that. I just got invited, and I just lost an Oz, and I have to go all the way down to Indianapolis at 7:30 at night to visit the Taco Bell Cantina during NBA All-Star game weekend in Indianapolis."
We didn't realize that until we got to the cantina and we're at like the center of Indianapolis and we're like, God damn it, it's the All-Star game today.
I think like probably as we were on the phone about this, the game was about to get started.
Yes.
Something like that. Right? Yeah. It had already started, but...
But it's like Indianapolis is so weird because like literally my trip to here and then like actually getting to Ben's place... There was no traffic or anything. Smooth. It was only busy in the middle of downtown.
Yep. And only a few streets. Like I remember our Uber driver, when we went, like came back here, he went down like two streets and it was a ghost town in downtown Indianapolis. But, anyway, so, Gunner heard from the phone call that there was this odds that I'm going to the Taco Bell Cantina with Ben. And then he proceeds to call Ben up and be like, "What are the odds that I go to the Taco Bell Cantina with you?" Is that what he said?
No, he actually asked me, "What are the odds that when you and Gabe go to the Taco Bell Cantina, you say, what was it? I'm going to get Baja blasted tonight." And, I think I just said two, and so that meant that like Gunner also had to come if it hit, and of course it hit.
It hit.
So then he's like, "Well, I'll start packing my bags."
Yep. And then it was like around eight-ish for me. Ben just called me while he was driving, and he was like, "So Dylan, here's the deal. Me and Gabe did an odds where he has to come down to Indianapolis to go to the Taco Bell Cantina. And then Gunner heard about it through that. And now he's coming to the Taco Bell Cantina. I wanted to ask, what are your plans tomorrow?" And I did the bit where thankfully I was able to have work off today, which, you know, very, very rare. But I was like, this is too perfect. Because funny enough, we were trying to, like, at least me and Gabe were trying to meet up on Friday of this past week, but we couldn't because of
the storm.
A very big storm hit Indiana.
Which, if you heard the last mini twist episode, you will know that. Or maybe it was two episodes ago. Yeah. Sorry, continue.
I don't know. Even I don't know what the
completely killed all momentum.
I don't know. But anyway, it just all lined up so perfectly.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
I was like, oh, okay, Ben, yeah, I'm let's do it. And I, you know, got all my stuff ready. I was the first one to get here, and I watched Ben play Rainbow Six Siege for like the first 10 minutes of me being there.
And that's how every boys' night starts, watching Ben play Rainbow Six Siege for 10 minutes. Can't have a boys' night without that.
That's like classic staple. Like, what are the odds? Doing a bunch of funny stuff, watching Ben play Rainbow Six.
Yep. It always determines how the night is going to go. If I lose, it's going to be a bad night.
Yep.
But if I win, oh, you already know it's going to be a good boys' night.
The game froze before you could even play the next round.
Yeah. It was like transitioning into the final round, and it just froze.
But anyway, around like 9-ish, we all, like 9:30-ish, I guess, we all finally got together. We were all in the same place, and it was obviously time to do the thing where we go to the cantina. And obviously, as we've already mentioned, it was a little bit busy, just a wee bit. It was really good Taco Bell, though.
Like, that's the thing. The drinks were super overpriced, obviously. It was I ended up getting a sangria freeze with an extra shot of vodka. And it was, I think, a vodka base freeze, I want to say. And it was $13 for that, which is better than the prices were in Nashville, because we also went to a Taco Bell cantina in Nashville, and it was $14 for a beer. But it was expensive. But the food itself was delicious. Like, it was, that was the best Crunchwrap I've ever had at Taco Bell.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, genuinely.
Mm-hmm. And my quesadilla that I got was very cheesy, and I like that. I like that a lot.
Roger likes that.
Until the next day, apparently.
Until like an hour, like not even an hour, like 30 minutes before we started recording, and then it wasn't great. But we'll talk more about that later in the episode. But so obviously by the time we were leaving, like we were literally like watching the game happen.
Oh, yeah.
On the TVs. Like as soon as we saw the game had finally ended, we were like, we should probably call an Uber now.
Yeah.
And we got very glad we did, because they started doing this weird thing with traffic where they just like had one section come through for like 5 minutes and then another section come through.
I think police escorts were a very, very important people. Yeah. And we couldn't really make any of them out except for Greg Abbott. He had
a whole escort with him.
Yeah. And he was shirtless and he was like, it was a limousine and he was out of like the top of the limousine. I didn't even recognize him at first, but yeah, it was him.
It was very out of character for Greg Abbott.
But he had the entire, like, his famous Texas tattoo right on his chest. Yep. It was him.
Our Uber driver was, I think he was one block away.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. And it took him like 15 minutes to get to us. And it wasn't his fault. It was just the traffic flow. It was horrible.
But we managed. And Mr. Abbott, the Mr. Uber driver picked us up when we got back here. And the night officially began from there.
So the entire Sake of the Odds lasted 20 minutes. We were in the cantina for like 20 minutes maybe, and then spent another 20 minutes waiting on our Uber. And then we were home, and it was at this point
like 12 in the morning.
Yeah, like midnight or 11:30 or
something. Which is crazy because obviously, you know, a little bit of an adult topic. We do get inebriated whenever we have our nights together. The last time we were all in Ben's place and we got inebriated, we all went to bed at 11.
We did not. Did we really? Not.
Yes.
I went to bed at 2. I remember going to bed at 2 last time, I thought. I thought for sure.
Literally, I thought we all went to bed a lot sooner.
Maybe we did.
Because like I remember like us doing the bathroom bit and it was like 9 p.m.
Oh
like
my
9:47,
God.
Whatever.
I remember us constantly being like, wow, it's so early. It's only 8 o'clock or whatever, like the whole time we were there. But I mean, what about the pizza you guys ordered? What time did you get that?
I think that came around.
That was like 11. That was like 11-ish. Because I remember eating it's the same trend that happened to like last night where I ate fast food before I went to bed.
We've solved enough mysteries for today, guys. Yeah, no, we solved no the more, Bouncer no Town mystery.
Fucking Bouncer Town. Anyway, so during the night, we had a lot of our, you know, funny bits or whatever. What were some of the few that we did?
I don't think they'd translate well, even.
No, they probably wouldn't translate well because it was really just
the piano.
Meanwhile, the piano player.
Yeah, literally.
Do you want to give us a demonstration?
Yeah, give us a demonstration.
Oh, no, no, no. I couldn't.
Hey, I'll hold your mic.
We can post it. We'll post it on our web.
Yeah, come on.
I couldn't.
Dylan, you give us a demonstration.
Do you want me to give you a demonstration?
Yeah, I'll hold your mic.
We didn't even explain what it was.
All right. So imagine the entertainer's playing. I'll do the music.
This means nothing to the
viewers. To our audio listeners, we're just laughing. Laughing at nothing. But to our video viewers, you get it. You get it.
No, they don't.
Which, by the way, if you're an audio listener, watch the video version on YouTube because now you get to see a really cool, high quality video of us together. Yeah.
It records in 4K, but my video editor and my computer can only handle 1080. So I should just record it in 1080.
Who's watching in 4K anyway?
For real. Dead ass.
There was that. I mean, we watched the SpongeBob movie. We watched the whole SpongeBob movie last night.
We sure did.
The SpongeBob movie. That was a really good time. But what was that one thing? We kept it was the bomb, the defusal, the cheese on the burger. I was really tense during that scene.
Oh, I was on the floor and I was looking at the screen sideways, and I remember I didn't like I was quite inebriated, and I didn't even realize that I was watching it sideways. I was just like, man, I love this movie. Like, this for like 40 minutes of the movie, just like staring at it on the ground sideways, and I finally decided to get up.
Oh, you know, I know what to talk about. Trying to get food.
Oh, God.
That was horrible.
It was so terrible, but it was the funniest fucking thing. So when the movie, like, when the SpongeBob movie started, I know it was before we started the movie, we were like, let's get some, like, Ben, for some reason, was really wanting to get food.
Yeah.
He was like, so what are we getting, guys?
He kept asking every 5 minutes. He's like, oh, so did we order food already?
I just really wanted something to hit the spot. I wanted some fast food.
So we initially, and we're going to call people out here, we ordered Hardee's on DoorDash. I got my order in pretty quick. Gunner got his order in pretty quick. Gabe,
I'm telling you. So they say that I had the phone for like 20 minutes.
Because you did.
Okay. They say that I just had the phone for 20 minutes, just staring at the menu, not touching it. Just trying to. No. For the first 10 minutes of it, we were doing a random bit.
No, we were not.
And I specifically remember. I specifically remember the phone being sideways, resting here, and me being like, oh, they're going to think I'm just taking forever. But we were actively doing a bit with each other.
Is the bit in the room? Is the bit?
The bit was in this room, but it's not anymore. Like, you guys don't even remember. It wasn't even worth doing the bit, apparently, because then they started clowning on me for taking forever. I was only looking at the bit. Okay, I was looking at the menu for like 10 minutes.
Bro, are you still rambling?
I'm not beating the allegations.
What happened from a person who was just trying to get his fucking phone back because he was already off of mine. He was like, after like 10 minutes, which we were not doing a bit for 10 minutes, he was still like scrolling through DoorDash.
I was looking for fries.
Shut up. He was scrolling through DoorDash and I was like, Gabe, can you please hurry up? It's, you know, we need to order the food before it gets too late. He's like, yeah, I got it. Another 10 minutes go by and I'm like, Gabe, what the fuck are you doing that's taking you so long? And so I grab the phone and he finally says, I don't see fries on here.
Because I wanted to get a burger called like Monster or something like that. And it only sold it as the individual sandwich. And I was just like, okay, so then I'll just order fries separately. They didn't have fries. They dead ass did not have fries this fucking
like,
Hardee's.
For some DoorDash like restaurants won't do like big certain things. And fries, I guess, was one of them for this Hardee's establishment
downtown. So I kept switching between a combo that I didn't really want and then the Monster and trying to find fries. Because I kept being like, surely they have the most popular menu item on here. Like the single most popular menu item on here. Nope, they just didn't.
I should have told you that before giving you the phone. But once again, I wasn't expecting you to look for 20 fucking minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted some fries.
You're also the only person who remembers this supposed bit.
There was a bit that we were doing.
What was the bit?
You did this.
See, you tell us
you
the bit.
You guys were all inebriated. I was too. I don't remember. And it obviously wasn't worth it.
You did this the last time we got together too, because like there was one point where we were all just sitting in the room at Gunner's place and Gabe just starts going, okay, 3, 2, like we're doing an odds. We were not doing an odds. And he's like, well, no, we said an odds like 5 minutes ago.
I could have sworn Gunner asked our friend Caleb to do an odds, but I could have sworn.
Like Gabe, whenever I'm like high and I have to ask, like, did I just say this joke? You're like, that's what I'm afraid of. It's just like me randomly doing something like 5 minutes later that like no like context or anything. But
3, 2, 1
Anyways, we finally got our Hardee's ordered, so we're all
we're all set in there, right?
Yeah, we're chilling. We're watching the fucking SpongeBob movie.
We waited like 45 minutes, and I was like looking at my DoorDash the whole time. Everyone's asking like, what's taking so long? Like they're at the place right now. I don't know. Finally, like at like 11 something, like no, it was like 12 something, I get a notification on my phone, your order has been canceled. We took 30 minutes to order the fucking food.
Yeah.
30 to 45 to just wait, and then they just said, then they said, sorry, we can't do it. So
what could they not do? Because it's not like we could even order fries. So like what could they possibly not do in that order?
I got two burgers and a Coke.
Their asses were just lazy.
They were. But you know what came through? McDonald's.
Of course.
McDonald's came through. I got a McDouble and some nuggets and a Coke. Gunner got two double cheeseburgers plain.
Ben got...
Where have we gone as a podcast where we're reading out our McDonald's order?
You want us to sound more natural, motherfucker.
So I got...
The second that we actually start sounding natural, Gabe, just like, what are we doing, about? Guys?
But reading off our McDonald's order... I get that's natural.
Like, I'm trying to segue into another bit where you were looking at the menu for like two, like 5 minutes straight looking for the McChicken. And then when I told you the exact place where the McChicken was, you're like, nah, there's a McDouble, a double plate cheeseburger, a McChicken. Oh.
Never give this guy a menu after
literally,
midnight.
I'm just going to have to like ask him what you want.
To be fair, I was the only one that was legally crossed. I was the only one in the group that was crossed which is apparently not good for my menu ordering skills. Even at the breakfast place we went to this morning, I was like having trouble like pointing at like what, because I was like, don't they just have a pancake combo? Where's the pancake combo? Because they only had a la carte pancakes.
Dude, you got like an extra, you pay like $4 for
extra pancake. Just to get fucking, just get one extra pancake and sausage and eggs. It was like, it made it like $6 extra on these a la carte pancakes.
We're getting off track there with that breakfast conversation, but.
Gabe is like, guys, what are we doing reading our McDonald's orders? When we went to the breakfast, I got one pancake.
It was a la carte.
I am an imperfect person. I am a human.
Okay, well, you can't even use that excuse. You're like literally shitting on us for not being perfect. Anyway,
it's okay when I do it.
So we finished up the SpongeBob movie. We finished up eating our garbage fast food. You know, I looked at the time. You know, it was 2:52 a.m. by the time we all went to bed. I guess we'll talk about it, right?
I'm going to put an extreme, just like with the Nashville Nasty episode, I'm going to put an extremely blurred version of your background.
But yeah, so pretty, do I need to hold it up to the camera?
You can, okay. But don't get super close
to
it.
I'm not going to do it yet, but pretty much I asked, I think it was Gabe, what are the odds he had to have Patrick Rule 34 as his phone wallpaper for the next 12 hours?
And it was, what, 2 a.m. at this point?
Yeah, it was almost 3 at that point. And obviously, I was not the one to get lucky. In fact, I was the one to lose. And so now, until it hits 2:52 p.m. EST, I am not able to change my phone background. And let me tell you, that was very awkward today when I had to buy an XLR mic using my tap to pay on my phone. And then I was just trying to eat in a restaurant, and every time I wanted to just check my phone so I could look through stuff, I saw that every single time.
Patrick Backball.
Yeah, Patrick just completely butt-ass naked, showing everything.
Well, not everything.
Definitely not everything, but a good bit.
Oh my gosh, those are some of my favorite odds. This dumbass background ones. Oh my gosh.
And then obviously you know, we were eating breakfast. What stuff besides Bouncer Town, what was going on
today
in that at breakfast?
Mostly just Bouncer Town. Like that's
we were not talking about Bouncer Town for that long.
We were doing odds as always.
I always say anytime we all get together, all we do is just odds and then odds. We just go home.
Yeah.
We do odds, we record an episode, and we go home.
Reality with a Twist is born after 1993. All they know is to record podcasts.
Do odds. Be bisexual.
Be bisexual and talk about Bouncer Town.
Bouncer Town was a bomb, though, until it gave me whiplash.
They turn off at 30 minutes no matter what.
Oh, so you just had to restart it?
Yeah, I just had to restart it.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hi. Where were we?
You were talking about anything that else was being talked about during breakfast. Because I could have sworn we were like giggling about a bunch of other stuff at breakfast. Oh, yeah. No, it was just really a bunch of things that don't translate over. Like, I remember laughing at Ben when we finally got our food. Like, he took the first bite and went, mmm.
it did not sound like that.
Bro, enjoy the shit.
And then like some other table like was ordering drinks and like the waitress showed up. It was like, what extra special chocolate milk?
Goofy ass thing to say.
One extra special chocolate milk for the birthday boy.
God, it was a movie.
Oh, it was a
movie. All right.
Hey guys, I have an idea.
What's up?
Okay.
You guys want to do a tiny tier list again?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do a tiny tier list.
Let's do a tiny tier list of Midwest states. Does that sound like a good tiny tier list?
I mean, it does, but like I think we need to kind of designate what exactly qualifies as a Midwestern state.
Okay, all right. I will look up, because this can't be too long.
Yeah, no, it's got, let's say like 5 states.
Okay. I'll just go to Google.
5 states, and they have to be in their each their own category, I'd say.
Okay. So we'll get a Great Plains one, because there's
obviously we have to include Indiana.
Yes.
Like, that's got to be a given.
Okay. Midwest images. Your Wi-Fi is kind of dog water.
Yeah, Ben, you kind of fucking suck. Hey.
Okay, so this is telling me it's Missouri, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio.
That is not 5.
That's 7, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No, it's 8. I'm a dumbass. So 8 states. Let's reduce it down to 5. Let's get rid of... I feel like Minnesota and Wisconsin are similar vibes, so we can get rid of one of them. Which one do you think?
Wait, what?
We're trying to get rid of some states to do the tiny tier list.
I'd say probably Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota.
Get rid of Minnesota?
Yeah.
Okay, so Wisconsin. And then out of Iowa and Missouri, I say, what do you guys think?
I would say get rid of Iowa personally.
Yeah, get rid of Iowa.
Keep Missouri.
And then between... Let's just leave it at that. Okay. So sorry, Minnesotans and Iowans. You're not going to be in this one. Let's start on the left with Missouri.
I've never been.
we have been
seriously.
I thought you were doing a bit.
What were you laughing at?
for those who don't know, we took a vacation altogether to St. Louis just like 2 years ago.
Dylan, I've never been to
Missouri. I've never started laughing. I thought it was a bit
because I was laughing because I thought it would be funny if, like, oh yeah, let's do Missouri instead of Missouri instead of Iowa, and I just said, yeah, I've never been to Missouri.
Okay, so we have been, but we've only been to St. Louis. I don't think I've been through Missouri, but I don't remember enough of it to judge it.
I don't know. It was a very, like, the city was fine, I guess, but I'm gonna be real. It was kind of mid.
Yeah, well, St. Louis was kind of mid.
The Arch was cool to be in.
Yes, that little crawl museum. What was that one called?
Oh my gosh, that was like a dream.
It was kind of painful.
We were doing some. I can't remember the dumb stuff we were doing in that place.
It was very cool. That was probably like a highlight of the trip for me. I'm gonna say. Missouri, the thing with them is that their two biggest cities are both desperately trying to leave it. Like they are on the very edge, almost not in Missouri. So I guess what does that say about it?
Not much, really.
I'm going to give Missouri a C.
I think I'm kind of thinking C too.
I think it's a good way to start it off. I also will say, what are like St. Louis, like we have Hoosiers, like they, Ohio has Ohioans. What is Missouri's?
Missourians?
I don't know. I was just gonna say Missourians. Emo sucks. Emo's pizza sucks.
Gosh. Yeah, Emo. I liked Emo's, but it tasted like they put American cheese on the pizza, which is weird, but I liked it.
Yeah, it just did not hit the craving that I was, you know, trying to meet. So
it's like, yeah, no. Anyway, though, moving forward, I think C tier is good for Missouri.
C tier, the what's it called? The Show Me State. Show Me State gets C tier. Let's move over to Illinois.
Aside from Chicago, very meh state.
Yeah, and a lot of Illinois natives will be like, "You got that backwards." Aside from Chicago, it's great. Chicago's meh, but no. No, Chicago's the one important part of Illinois, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's like literally Illinois would not be the superpower it is if it had not, if Chicago was not there, it literally just probably blend in with Indiana.
Yeah.
That's how boring the rest of Illinois is.
Yeah, I'm going to give Illinois a D.
A D? Do you not like Chicago?
Well, it's not even that. I went on a trip to Illinois, like a camping trip, and it wasn't that the camping trip wasn't fun. It was just that I don't know. Illinois just had a vibe that I didn't like.
And actually, Dylan should hate Illinois because on that same trip to St. Louis, it was the odds state where he lost 15 odds in a row.
I was going to agree with D because like of that alone. Like literally so many embarrassing odds. Like it wasn't even like this was before the two rule. This was before any of the rules that we had for odds. I was just genuinely so unlucky with doing the odds that I kept getting them.
Wait, one of them was when we went to Six Flags, he had to go up to
Bugs, we thought would be Bugs Bunny. Yeah,
Bugs Bunny mascot. And like, what did you have to do?
I had to be like, oh my God, Bugs! Like,
didn't you have to twerk?
Yeah, another
twerk in front of Bugs Bunny.
No, it wasn't in front of Bugs Bunny, but like just during the duration of our time in St. Louis, you had to twerk in public for a minute straight.
Oh my, yeah.
And at one point when we got rained out of Six Flags, you just started twerking as it's pouring around you.
I had to get it through. No one's paying attention to me. They're paying attention to getting out of the rain.
Oh my gosh. But
Dylan was like getting like 10 seconds of twerking in every once in a while.
Yeah, it was like if I knew nobody was around me, I just you know throw that ass in a circle.
Throw that ass in a circle.
And then wasn't there another one that I never could do where I had to act like a potted plant in the hotel?
How the fuck do you act like a potted plant?
I don't know, but that hit for some reason and I had to do it. Or I guess I was supposed to do it, but I didn't.
Oh my God.
Oh, and then there's another odds where when we were ordering at a restaurant, I had to do a Michael Jackson impersonation. And
we were at a fancy ass, expensive ass restaurant, like white tablecloth and everything.
And they're asking, so what do you guys want to drink? And it comes over to me, can I get a Pepsi?
And all of us had forgotten about the odds. We just got blindsided by that.
You said, can I get a Pepsi Cola?
And like, after that, everyone was like, I was going to keep doing it. And everyone else was like, Dylan, please don't do it anymore. You're good.
Can I get a Pepsi Cola?
I said, thank you, lady.
And the funny thing is you could not make eye contact.
Yeah, no, because I would have started laughing. I would have literally just like, I couldn't, I wouldn't have been able to do it.
Did you actually say thank you, lady?
No.
Yes, Aiden, I thought for sure you did.
No, Aiden was the one that thought. I think I remember just saying, can I get a Pepsi? I didn't add cola at the end.
I did that right after.
But still, regardless, I was did a very bad Michael Jackson impression ordering a Pepsi.
Oh my God.
So.
Which is so fitting because didn't he do that Pepsi commercial where he caught on fire? Did Michael Jackson?
He did do that Pepsi commercial where he caught on fire.
So yeah,
No, I thought he did another one too, where like he was on the streets of Brooklyn or something. He was like, "Be it Billie Jean, I love," or something like that. I don't know.
While drinking a Pepsi.
Anyway, it's Illinois is a D.
I love Chicago.
Overruled.
I really love Chicago.
I honestly want to go to Chicago with you guys, but at the same time, I don't.
I don't know about Chicago. Maybe go to Cleveland or something.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Cleveland, let's talk about Ohio.
Yes. Just for the record, I give Illinois a B because of Chicago.
So it's still ending up in D, dog.
Does it?
We gotta keep them one to each tier. We can't have multiple states in one tier.
So Missouri C, Illinois D. Okay, so we're moving over to Ohio. Cincinnati's goated.
Cincinnati Columbus. Really, like honestly, for the amount of stuff that like we have talked about Ohio in the past, Cincinnati, like there are parts of Ohio where I've really enjoyed myself.
And as much as I don't like Ohio State University, like with sports, it was a nice campus. I stayed in Columbus to see Gregory Allen Isakov live with my sister, and Columbus was really nice. It's super cool to have like one of the biggest colleges like in the country just downtown Columbus. That was really cool. So Columbus gets a pass for me too.
Yeah. But let's talk about the cap. Is Cleveland the capital of Ohio?
No, Columbus is.
No, it is Columbus. I thought it was either Columbus or Cleveland. But
the three big cities.
Let's talk about Cleveland, Ohio. Because this is, you know, another story. One night after we recorded another mini twist, there was just like, I think there was an odds between you and Ben where you had to ask a really like boring odds.
Yes.
I was like, why do you have to look up Cleveland? Because we were looking at Airbnbs for another boys trip to Milwaukee that we're going to do. And he just asked like, look up Cleveland. And so I did it. And I, oh my God, the most insane Airbnb listing popped up for like a very obviously Photoshopped place or like condo that was like all blue.
Imagine a house that somebody just extremely poorly Photoshops half the furniture in it to be the same exact shade of blue, like Colt's blue.
Like they, yeah. like any like type of like certain like blue they had, they grayscaled it so that the hue saturation can go up to like a very vibrant blue.
And like in the same property listing, there'd be pictures of multiple different houses.
Yes.
Yep. And then like, and we were really confused about this because there was another listing for the same place for more money. And we were like, what's the difference here? Obviously, we then found out that you could either rent one part of the condo or both parts of the condo.
Because they're duplexes.
Yeah.
And this person owns so many properties. We went to look at their, and they have a rainbow of properties.
Yeah, they have yellow Airbnbs, red Airbnbs, probably had green as well.
We had the blue side, though.
Definitely had blue. You definitely had blue in Cleveland, Ohio. But point being is that looking at that, then inside of the odds of, it was originally, what are the odds we have to stay in Cleveland for a weekend? And then we bumped it down to where the odds have to stay in Cleveland for a day, which that hit.
Yeah.
So now there's going to be a boys trip to Cleveland
for one day.
And the funniest thing too is that when we were we didn't think about any of this until after the fact. The odds hit. We looked up how far Cleveland, Ohio is from Indiana. It's a 5-hour fucking drive.
So we're going to be driving 10 hours round trip to go to Cleveland, Ohio. And you know what's funnier?
We're going to be driving more than we are going to be in Cleveland.
Yes.
Like.
Yeah, we're literally just spending like an evening and a night there and then maybe the next morning, maybe, and then leaving. It's just because we lost a fucking odds.
But still, you're going to, if we do record, you guys are going to probably get an episode of us in an Airbnb or hotel in Cleveland, Ohio. So stay tuned for that. But
going back to just Ohio in general, Gabe, do you remember, I think it was, the Wilmington trip?
It was both.
Oh,
it was the Wilmington trip, literally. You talk about it, because you had the worst experience in Ohio.
So we start going, our first boys trip was in my 2003 Ford Focus, a station wagon. We all crowd in at 5 a.m. and start heading towards North Carolina. And God, we were so innocent. We didn't realize how bad of a drive that was going to be. But we get down to Cincy. All's going well. Second we hit Ohio, I have to shit so bad. So and bad.
Like, as you cross
the as line. As I cross the line. Keep in mind,
like we left Indiana like at like 6 a.m. or something like that.
At
like,
the late, yeah.
Very early in the morning.
So it was like 7:30 maybe. And I was like, I have to shit. So, like, it's an emergency. So we stop off at this random exit that has like a bunch. It has like a McDonald's and like a Kroger and like what? It had a bunch of different things. We stop off and we're like, okay, McDonald's first. Surely. Closed. Locked doors. Can't go inside. Not because they're closed for business, because it's just COVID. So they didn't want people coming inside.
Yeah, that's a big thing to mention, is that like a lot of businesses wouldn't let people in for like that purpose, let alone going in there to shit in their toilet.
So the next thing we do is go over to the gas station next door. It's open, but it just doesn't have a bathroom. Like there's just no bathroom even connected to it. And then the third place I go is like, what was it? Like a store or something?
It was like a big store.
And it was just not even dead ass not open yet. So I had tried three different places, all for different reasons. Did not let me poop. So, oh my gosh, it was hell.
Where did you eventually end up going?
My beloved Flying J. Amazing, wonderful Flying J. We a few exits later, we hit a Flying J, and it was the biggest, cleanest bathroom I've ever been in. It was like I had reached heaven after years of suffering. It was just the most magnificent Flying J I've ever seen.
Did we get off and then you went to all those places and you're just like, I give up? And then we
got
on the interstate?
Because we had to
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
I had to find somewhere else. I was like, okay, surely it's just not going to work here. So we just kept going. And I was like fucking turtlenecking. I was like moving my legs around and shit.
And you were driving.
Yes.
You? Yeah. Yes. Like Gabe drove the whole time. And like, he was just like, I was concerned because like the dude like had to shit. He had to shit so bad.
I am like almost brand loyal to Flying J at this point because that bathroom was so magnificent. You do not understand.
They had some good snacks.
Yeah, they did have some good snacks.
Good snack variety, I love
truck stops.
But aside from that and after that fiasco, it felt like it was like an eight-hour long road trip. It felt like six of the hours were spent in Ohio.
Yes, because it did this stupid thing where it started taking – okay, we had an option to go through Kentucky – or go through Ohio. And I set it to go through Kentucky, like a little bit of Ohio, but mostly Kentucky. And then it just automatically changed as we started driving to be like, okay, you want to go through Ohio. I know you. So it had us go up north towards like Chillicothe or Chillicothe. I don't know how to pronounce the town. It's like maybe 2 hours south of Columbus, but it's north of Cincinnati. And then it had us go back down south over to West Virginia. And it probably took an extra hour or two at least just through Ohio because it did that to us. So that was, and not to mention, we've said this on the podcast before, it was dark and stormy and depressing in Ohio the entire time.
Yeah,
we were
and then
there.
The moment we stepped in West Virginia, the sun went up. It was beautiful.
It was like the mountains like separate. You see the sun come in with a big old smiley face on it and like birds tweeting and shit.
On the trip back, did we go through Kentucky?
No, it took us the same way.
Okay. I remember there was a big storm in Ohio then.
Yes.
And we had to stay in a hotel because we couldn't.
We stayed in Buckley, West Virginia. That's what it was.
Okay. Okay.
Because my mom was like, I'm just going to pay for your hotel. Please just take a night to rest. Because when we got to Wilmington, North Carolina, my car like almost broke. Like we stopped at a stoplight and went dum. And then it just like stalled on the road. And I was like, ugh. But that's off topic. Ohio.
I think honestly.
Mixed bag.
I think it's bad. I like honestly, still to this day, I will do anything to avoid having to drive through it. Except going to Cleveland where we're at. But point being is that I think in comparison to the experience, like Cincinnati, I think really carried it. And like Columbus as well, I think is really good. Cleveland, we're about to find out how good Cleveland is. This might be controversial. I'm going to put it at B, honestly.
Yeah, I was going to put it at B, too. I think Columbus and Cincy carry. I think it's a fun state to be in. There's a lot to do. There's what's now going to be the combination of Cedar Fair and Six Flags. They got together. Now Cedar Point and Kings Island are going to be like weird fucking like DC Comics, ugly-ass, dumb-ass pieces of shit. But whatever. It's a fun state. It's probably more to do than there is to do in Indiana. But it's still Ohio, so it can't be perfect.
Like, I'm still to this day will do anything to avoid driving through it. I'll still to this day complain about how long it feels like I'm in Ohio whenever I'm driving through it. Literally in Ohio.
Shut up.
And what's the next state?
Let's do their biggest rival, Michigan.
Michigan's really good, actually.
Michigan, Detroit's underrated.
Detroit obviously has a terrible reputation.
But you can tell they have heart and you can tell they're really trying to revitalize the town.
Their state police
reaction to their state police funniest thing ever. Like we were just driving doing our normal thing. I look over, I'm like, oh my god, look at that. The big ass siren on top of the car. It's completely blue.
And they're blue. Police. Okay, Gabe and editing, put up a picture of a Michigan State Trooper, please. And look at this shit and tell me it's not the goofiest fucking cop
you've
ever seen.
No wonder the crime rates were so high. Nobody's taking them seriously.
Nobody's taking them seriously.
And what, didn't we see like multiple police officers in Michigan like wearing the actual like police hat?
I think so.
We're like making jokes about like they're going to have a big comedically large baton. And have a whistle that they'll blow.
Hey! Yeah, goofy. But we kind of saw it. Both times we were there, it was kind of depressing. It was kind of rainy both times.
Anytime I've been to Michigan, it's been kind of stormy and dark and gloomy.
But I personally haven't been to some of the most beautiful places in Michigan, so I don't want to speak on that. I've really only been to Detroit and to Port Huron in that kind of area of the state.
But still think, though, like, all things considered, like, it still is a really good stay. I've had, like, any memory I've had in Michigan have been very positive, I guess. Maybe like crossing the border was a little bit intimidating.
Oh god, they were so scary.
Because like the border into Canada was very like, oh, you make sure you guys have your passports, you're not bringing anything in. Okay, cool.
Right, have a good
back into in the US. How are we doing today, fellas?
Where'd you go? Where'd you stay? What'd you do there?
It's like, we were like full bred Americans, like, and I was scared I wasn't gonna let back in.
And like they had like there were like two people, like they were standing on both sides of the car looking in.
Yes. And I remember I was just trying to be nice and courteous, and I was gonna hand him my license with my passport, and he was like, I don't need that, pal. If I didn't think you were fit to drive, we'd have a bigger problem. It's like, okay, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to help.
Didn't he say like, if I need something from you, I'll ask for
something. Like, it's like, goddamn, I get it, but like, don't take yourself so goddamn serious.
Like, I, you know, like, and obviously, like, you know, but I get it. They don't want people coming in. It's the big stigmatism with politics is about the borders and stuff. But God, it's Canada.
Yeah.
It's Canada.
Yeah. I mean, there is a lot of, you know, drug trafficking and stuff, even through Canada. And I think Port Huron is the most popular, at least east of the Mississippi, the most popular port to Canada. So I think that's probably why. But God, I don't know. I'm thinking, I think it's C.
I would I would honestly put it at A, Michigan.
A?
Yeah.
I was going to say more of a C as well.
And that's not because I don't like it. It's just because I don't know enough about it.
I guess we'll put it in C.
Yeah,
then,
so C.
I guess we broke the... Because I was trying to keep it where like we have one state in each cat and like each tier, but C is fine. But I think we can all agree where this next state goes, and that's good old Indiana.
Are we doing Indiana now, or are we doing Wisconsin first?
Oh, Wisconsin, I guess.
I don't know anything about Wisconsin. Yeah, I've never been there.
I've heard Milwaukee's great, but I've also heard it's very, very dangerous.
Then why are we going?
Because I've just heard it's a good town. And we're not staying in Milwaukee. We're staying outside of Milwaukee. We're staying in like a cabin, aren't we?
I'm looking for one.
We don't even know yet. But I've been through Wisconsin Dells. I've heard are fun. I've never been there. I've just been through. Literally, I've only been through Wisconsin. But I'm thinking, I don't know, see.
C as well, yeah.
Yeah, just because I don't know anything about it. Sorry, yeah. Wisconsinites.
Same.
Now, Indiana.
S.
No.
The Hoosier State.
It is really bad. Like, boring.
It's boring. But
I mean, it's home. Like, it's the one place I can call home. I grew up here. I met all you guys here. But... quite literally, Indiana is like, when we were doing research for Cleveland, I was like, Indiana surely has more stuff to do than Cleveland.
No,
our peak is just another state's like whatever city.
Yeah. Yeah.
My weird, like, this is a weird way to put it, but my thoughts towards Indiana is, you know how sometimes you'll be in a state and it's like, oh, well, once you get to the big city, it's like, it's nice and it's fun.
Yeah.
Like everything. Well, you would think that maybe it's kind of like that for Indianapolis. No, it's depressing there. But then it's like, okay, well, you really don't get to know the place until you go to all the small towns and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You go to the small towns and it's the same amount of depressing, just in a different way.
I mean, Indiana has its moments, and I don't think it's a depressing place to live, but there's a lot going for it and a lot kind of pushing against it.
I feel like it just doesn't have enough culture. Like,
yeah, I feel like it's like the most Iowa and Indiana are the most Midwestern states. And I think that's a very controversial opinion. But I think Indiana is just so neutrally Midwestern and Iowa so neutrally Midwestern. So it's just kind of like judging vanilla ice cream for not having chocolate or something like that. I don't know. I think it's, we're just so used to it that we don't see its positives, and we know it so well that we only kind of, because you remember negative things more than you remember positive things about a place.
I will say, like, one thing that's even furthered my point with Indiana is obviously the All-Star game happening this weekend. And many people who live in like LA, Chicago, like big cities come over to Indianapolis. And like, I've seen all the TikToks I've seen about Indiana, people like big influencers being there, they're like, what the fuck do you guys do here? what do y'all do?
But I mean, John Green didn't grow up here. I think he was born here, but then he moved away and moved back, and he really loves it. He's very vocal on social media about how much he loves Indianapolis.
If you guys want to know how boring downtown Indianapolis is, Ben was freaking out that Shaquille O'Neal was in a restaurant nearby.
Yeah. Shaq did go to a restaurant nearby. Shaq's been in Indy for a few days now because he did a concert with, like, was it MGK?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I think he was a DJ. I think he did the DJ thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I thought you was seeing I'm Shaquille O'Neal. I'm a basketball player.
I am quite good.
I'm 7 foot tall.
We're writing this shit for you, Shaq.
Come on, Shaq. Pick us up.
Royalties, though.
We're ghostwriters. But yeah, it's home. I don't want to put it at C. I think I'd rather put it at D.
Wow. I was going to say either a B or a C.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, probably leaning a little bit towards more C.
I am so hopelessly enthusiastic and patriotic for this state, I got to give it an A.
Bro, what the...
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I love my state.
I'm proud to be a Hoosier.
Somebody's got to want to help Indiana, and I really want to help Indiana.
It's going to average out at C then.
Okay, so. Well,
wait, wouldn't it be B more?
If I said D, you said B between C, leaning more towards C, and Gabe said A, it's going to lean more towards C.
Okay.
Yeah, so there we
go. 0.5.
So we have Missouri, C. Illinois, D. Indiana, C. Ohio, B. Michigan, B. Right? And then
nothing
Wisconsin,
in A.
C.
Nothing in
nothing
A.
Nothing in A.
And obviously nothing in S.
Yeah. We are the Midwest.
It's mid.
Yeah. And it's West.
Well.
That was our tiny tier list.
And we have been recording for 56
kinda,
minutes.
Kind of long for it. For a mini twist.
Yes, I mean, I've been having fun with this.
Me too. So. And I feel like I always say kind of long for a mini twist because all the mini twists end up going this long. And we're always just like, man, we did it so long this time. But every single time we do it this long.
We always like, I think the first one or two, we try to shoot for more like 15 to 30 minutes. And then every single time now we go so long. Some of our mini twists are longer than our actual episode.
Yeah, I think this mini twist that we're recording right now is probably longer in length than like some of our first episodes.
Yeah. No. It. Yeah. Absolutely.
I think it shows how much we've grown as being members of a podcast, but at the same time,
I think it just shows that we yap more.
We do yap a lot. We were yapping about.
Oh,
we
did it again. Uh-huh. All right. Just a sec, guys. I got to turn on my camera one more time.
Did it stop recording? Bro, how long has... Actually, it probably just been like a minute.
Oh, memory card full. Shit.
Oh, that's even worse. Oh, in the meantime, I'm pretty sure, Editor Gabe, you've had a funny image on the screen. If we haven't cut out at this point. Put a funny picture of Ben on the screen.
No, please. Well, change it to a funny picture of Dylan.
No. Put a funny picture of Gabe.
Yeah.
Stop. Don't.
Okay, then funny picture of Greg Abbott. That's a pretty funny picture of Greg Abbott.
Well,
we're back.
Wait, Gabe's not back. Hang on.
Guys,
stop.
Oh, we're back.
We're back.
So what next? Are we ready for some odds?
I think I'm ready for some odds.
Let's do some odds. So what are the odds as a combination of a dare and a bet? There's an odds asker and a victim. The odds asker dares the victim to do a dare, and the victim gets to set their own likelihood of having to do the dare by setting a number. On the count of three, a third party counts down from three, two, one, and the odds asker and victim say a number between one and the number the victim set. At the same time, if they say the same number, the victim has to do the dare. If none of our individual odds hit, we will do a descending odds, which is pretty self-explanatory. You'll get it if we get there. It basically just means that one of us will have to do one of the odds.
Okay. I don't have anything yet, so.
Gabe.
Yeah.
What are the odds that you have to call the fifth person in your contact list? And if they don't answer, go to the next and then the next until you get a response. And whoever answers, you just have to read off the what are the odds instructions.
Oh my God. First person I caught. So somebody with a name, is that what you're saying?
I just said start with the fifth person in your
fifth. Contact. Okay.
I would say either be like within your contacts or like in your recent combos or calls.
I'll say 30.
All right. Really. 3, 2, 1.
19. Oh. 21.
And I guess to add another theme, we've added a new rule to, I think we've talked about it before, the 21 rule, where if the odds asker and victim say 9 and or 10, like, and it has to be 9 or 10, then the first to say 21 is safe, and the person who didn't say it in time has to do the odds.
Yes. So much lore and so many rules.
Literally, like, I think we're the only people in the world to make what are the odds this deep and convoluted.
Yes. We've got the Toronto rule, we've got the two odds, and now we've got the 21 rule.
Which
and
actually, I think two is part of vanilla, what are the odds? I think that is a just part of what are the odds.
And then, I have my odd tokens.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. Where the odd tokens.
I can do the split in half. I think I've already used my know you.
Yeah, you did. I forget what it was on, but it was on me.
Shit. That's another thing I want to talk about on the finale is how many odds we haven't done from season 3. I think I talked about that on the last
episode. I think we talked about it in another mini twist, but like, I think we definitely owe you guys a odds debt payoff episode.
Yes.
But anyway, let's go back to asking some of the odds that we can do today.
Ben.
Yes.
What are the odds that you beat Dylan to death?
2.
Okay. We should say that for the end then. Let Dylan do his
odds. Okay, we'll do it later.
Okay. Nope. let me think here. Ben.
Yes.
What are the odds that you have to kiss me?
2.
3, 2. No, what? I'm kidding. Oh. Hey, bro was actually going.
I was just kidding. I wasn't actually going to do it.
What are the odds that you have to? Is that a DVD of Chowder I see down there?
Yes.
Chowder DVD.
What are the odds you have to go? You have to go. And this is like a weird, like in real time thing. But what are the odds you have to go live on Instagram right now of you just doing a review of you watching Chowder on your TV?
Gosh.
Like, are you having to pause intermittently to like complain about the episode in some regard?
How long do I have to live stream this?
Like, just like maybe like one episode,
an entire episode,
like 11 minutes, you know, 50.
3, 2, 1.
29.
All right, let's do beating Dylan to death. Okay. You said 2. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Yeah, you got to do it.
I got it.